With Katie.
The Big Show.
3BA.
And for the first time in 2022 from thebigsmoke.com.au, well, actually, from the United States of America, the newlywed Alexandra Senta. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you too.
Can you believe that this morning's chat, our Shoot the Breeze chat, starts our fifth year? This will be the fifth year
That's
of Shoot
amazing.
The Breeze. It's amazing.
Lovely.
Yeah, so obviously the honeymoon period is over, and there's every possibility you could be axed by the end of this year if you don't get it right.
Okay, good to know. Good to be warned.
How's things in the United States? When are you coming home, and how's your hubby Mark, by the way?
Things in America are great. I'm coming home end of the month, and Mark is very, very well.
Excellent.
Thank you.
It's still rather cold over there, I'm guessing.
It was snowing a bit last night.
Nice. I love it. White Christmas. I'd like to see one of those. I've actually got it on the bucket list. I'd like to see a white Christmas.
You have to come visit us one Christmas.
Or I could just do the fake snow thing at home.
Yeah, you could just, like, throw pillows around and then, like, break them all up and have the feathers everywhere.
I reckon that'd work. Let's get to our first topics of 2022. And, of course, face masks have been with us for the last couple of years. So what a good topic to start on. And apparently, if you're single, good news for you, they make you more attractive. Is that right?
Yeah, so there's a couple of reasons why. So, for example, we often talk about relying on facial cues to determine whether or not somebody is responding well to you, but that has actually become less important and more generalized because of the pandemic. And now that we're doing so much over Zoom and over the phone, we are less likely to be as needing that response from the person face to face. So from an attraction perspective, it also comes down to we're used to seeing people like healthcare workers wear blue masks, and now we associate that in our mind with people who are caring or in medical professions. So that's one side of it. The other side of it is that this particular trial found that it was around women rating the attractiveness of men that were shown in pictures without masks or with masks on a scale of 1 to 10. And the men who had the masks were deemed higher in terms of being attractive because the women looked mostly at whether or not they had kind eyes, and it was just those traits that they were looking at.
See, masks have made people look into other people's eyes instead of looking everywhere else.
Yeah, exactly. So that connection's become really important for a lot of people. So,
hugely important, yeah.
And, you know, I remember when the pandemic first started and there was a meme on Instagram, and it said that if you've got really beautiful eyes, this is your moment in history.
All right, from face masks to cars, and I've got to say, I wouldn't mind owning a Tesla, but they're pretty much out of my price range. But Elon Musk, the man behind Tesla, he's hoping that you'll rent out your Tesla to strangers when you're not using it. What's going on here, Alex?
So Elon Musk has just unveiled this strategy that has come up with Tesla with the idea of being able to compete with Uber. And the idea is that Tesla drivers can actually repurpose their vehicles in what they call robo-taxis. And Elon Musk said in his presentation that he believes that this could actually allow a Tesla owner to make up to $30,000 a year. So I guess it would be a program that they will implement within the company. It's not like, you know, going and getting any car and then being able to be an Uber driver, which is that's what happens then. But what Elon Musk is saying is that because of the autonomous functionality of the car, you essentially don't have to drive the people around. You could literally just rent your car out to people and the car would take itself to the person who was renting it.
Thinking outside the square is Elon Musk, as most people of his ilk seem to do, and that's why they're making all the big bucks, right?
And competing with the big players. So, you know, Uber's already seen quite a number of different players emerge and startups emerge, and Tesla is now adding this and, I guess, diversifying their business model to include this functionality.
All right, let's wrap up the first Shoot the Breeze of 2022 inside of the Big Show here at 3BA with a little chat about our teenagers. And aren't teenagers just wonderful creations? They really, really are. They're great one minute and absolutely horrible the next. But here's something that parents may not want to know about their teenagers, especially if they've got a sarcastic teenager. What's happening here, Alex?
So according to research, the idea behind whether or not, and it comes from a developmental theory around theory of the mind, which is a child's capacity to understand someone's intention. So that becomes more sophisticated as they age. But when they're between the ages of 10 to 17, they're more likely to be unable to work out whether or not somebody has a veiled hidden meaning, and they also struggle to understand the nuance of conversation. So that then forms the person to be more responsive and a bit more a sarcastic and teasing sense of humour. So we see this develop over time, and the studies have found that a child's home environment and whether or not they're well educated and whether or not they're well read will influence their understanding and use of sarcasm. So if the parents are sarcastic, the children are more likely to be sarcastic as well, and that then was found to be more likely to foster their education, and they were more likely to master nuance in conversation.
I.e. they're more intelligent. Is that what it comes down to?
That's what it came down to. The study found that they were more likely to master complex skills when it came to cognitive function, understanding how their discussions and how their language impacted others.
We have a very sarcastic teenage daughter in our household whom I am not going to say... I'm not going to say to her face that she's intelligent, because you know what the answer would be?
Rolling the eyes?
No. If I said to our daughter, God, you're intelligent, there'd be three words out of her mouth. I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sarcastic little bugger. She's very sarcastic and obviously, according to you, Alex Chelios, and the research and the study, very intelligent, but I can't tell her that. Can't inflate the melon.
Can't inflate the melon this early in life.
No. Alex Chelios, can't wait to have you back in the country, but enjoy your time that you've got left over in the States. Send our best to your hubby, Mark, and we'll catch up and shoot the breeze next week.
Thank you so much.